On 881, I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What You Got Cooking.
Say, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Valentine's Day is right around the corner on Sunday, so today we wanted to touch base with our resident foodie, Sasha Wohlhander, for some tips on what to include on a menu that's designed to impress our sweetie. Hey, Sasha, happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to you, Tom. It's that time of year, all about love, all about the heart, and all about chocolate.
Yeah, all about chocolate. You brought all sorts of stuff in here, and I'm so surprised because not all of it is sweet. Two of them are savory.
Well, you know, I always like to get a little unusual. So I looked up some things to do a filet of beef. If those of you are staying home and hadn't planned your dinner yet and were thinking of going to a restaurant, but it might be a little too expensive this year, so thinking about filet, I know it's a little expensive. It'll set you back a little. However, it doesn't disappoint. It's always tender. It's very easy to prepare. You can't kill it, and it's always elegant. And I thought, let's put a little chocolate in the sauce. So to cook that filet...
That's wild. I have never heard of this. So we're going to dip this beef into a chocolate-based sauce.
Well, I brought them for you to dip and to taste, mm-hmm. but also you can pour it over your filet. And folks, if you take your filet and put a little salt and pepper on it, a little olive oil, a cast iron skillet or a heavy-duty skillet, sear it for about 3 minutes on each side, mm-hmm. take it out of the pan, and the first sauce you're going to taste is a chocolate port wine sauce. Mm. It's good. It's a little weird, but I think it's kind of delicious. Can you taste the port wine?
You can taste the wine, and you can certainly taste the chocolate and beef. And you know, two things that I love in life, chocolate and beef, and now I'm eating them both at the same time.
I mean, isn't that delicious? And what
That's
I did,
yeah.
after you take your filet out of the saute pan or the oven and are letting it rest, throw some globs of butter into, and we'll put the recipe, but throw some butter into your saute pan. So yep. throw some shallots. You're going to throw in some port wine and some beef stock. Let that reduce a little bit. And then at the end, you're going to put a little bit of ganache. And I'm going to tell you what ganache is, but right now it's semi-sweet chocolate. We'll get to the ganache in a few minutes. But it's like a little bit. Or if you don't have the ganache, you can throw in some semi-sweet chocolate, just like a half an ounce, and I'll put the exact recipe. And it also has
delicious.
A little rosemary in
yeah,
there. Isn't that delicious?
Now, you got to tell me, what is ganache?
I'm going to get to that.
I have this word all the time, but I
never want you to taste
it. But here's the other one you brought.
The other
was like a barbecue base.
Is alternatively, and this kind of goes a little bit with that mole idea of the Mexican flavors. Use your favorite barbecue sauce. And again, I reduce that, and I put in a little semi-sweet chocolates with that. Isn't that delicious?
Chocolate and the barbecue sauce.
Can you taste it?
Oh, I can. It's delicious.
Isn't that delicious? Okay, and now, alternatively, folks, if it is not your thing to have a big fancy dinner, and you're just sitting and you want to watch a horror slasher movie on Valentine's Day, and instead of having popcorn...
I don't think so.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
One never knows how
Four weddings and a funeral or something.
Exactly. Right. You might want to make this fabulous... chocolate grilled cheese.
That's wild.
Taste that.
It's a grilled cheese sandwich, but it's got chocolate in it.
And also, it's
Hence
a little bit of the ganache, that mysterious thing that we're going to get to in a minute. I put a ton of Swiss cheese. You could also use mozzarella if you wanted.
Mm.
I put the ganache, and then I put cumin, chili powder, a little hot pepper, and salt. How do you like that?
That's terrific.
Seriously,
Sasha, I don't think I've ever tasted anything quite like that. That's one of the most unique things I've ever...
And
into.
Folks, you can make it. If you can make a grilled cheese, you can make this. Now, listen, you don't want to burn your grilled cheese. Butter it on both sides. When it gets pretty and toasty, shove it in the oven until it gets really gooey.
Mm-hmm.
Serve that with a glass of red wine, even a beer, a little bubbly, and a salad. You got some great Valentine's.
All right, so you got to tell me, what's ganache?
All right,
ganache?
What
I have
is
no
ganache?
Idea.
Life begins with ganache, Tom. Mm. Anyone.
I had no idea.
Okay. Well, anyone can make ganache. All of you who are out there and are saying, like, Tom, what is ganache? Ganache is two ingredients. If it's Sunday morning and you have forgotten Valentine's Day, go to your 7-Eleven. Get some heavy whipping cream. Now, not the stuff in the sprout. Really heavy whipping cream and a bag of chocolate chips. That's what you need for ganache.
Really? Cream?
I am telling you. Take
cream
the,
and chocolate? That's
take,
ganache?
Take the whipping cream
wow.
and put it on in a pot and bring it to a bubble. You're almost going to boil it. That's the hardest part. Just watch it. When it just begins to bubble, turn off the stove and put in your bag of chocolate chips and swirl it around. And you will see create the most beautiful, the most delicious, the most wonderful chocolate sauce in the world. And I've got about 9 things to tell you to do with it. I am telling you, it is wonderful. First of all, stick your finger in it right then and you will go crazy for ganache.
There's always that.
So you can flavor that ganache. It's going to be really hot and beautiful. Flavor it with liqueur if you want. You could put cream de coco. You could put amaretto. You could put Kahlua. You could put kirsch. All are delicious. It'll give it a little liquor taste. If you want, you can just add coffee or espresso. Or you can dip chocolate, beautiful strawberries. Every young kid, it's the first thing I teach them, how to make ganache. And they love saying the word, just like you did, ganache. Isn't it sexy?
I know. I've heard people say it all the time. I actually never knew what it was.
Well, and look, here's
gorgeous. So you've got these beautiful, huge strawberries dipped in the ganache.
And I'm telling you, Sunday morning, boys, men, women, whomever, if your beloved is sleeping and you've forgotten Valentine's Day and the kids are running around, make ganache with them. Have them dip chocolate strawberries in it. It'll be a beautiful way to begin the day.
Terrific.
Secondly, if at the end of your steak dinner, bring out that hot pot of chocolate ganache and you're going to have like a chocolate fondue. You could put strawberries there. You each dip it into the chocolate sauce. You could put pieces of cake. You could even put little pieces of baguette. You could put pretzels. You could put, a little thing of
sea salt. You can dip right in.
You can dip. You can feed it to each other. Or how about a deconstructed ice cream sundae at the end of your meal?
Deconstructed.
Yeah. In other words, you've got the hot big bowl of ganache. You've got a cold, cold thing of scoops of your favorite ice cream. Hot and cold. How sexy is that? And you've got your big bowl of whipped cream. I also suggest a little bowl of cinnamon and sugar and make it with that, the raw sugar. Dabble that on top of the ganache and the ice cream. It is tingling, and I don't take responsibility for the rest of the evening. It is delicious.
We've heard of Super Bowl babies. Now it's going to be Sasha's Valentine's babies.
Now, listen, ganache can also have the properties of hot and cold. So when you put it, you can teach it to your kids, put it in the refrigerator, show them how it gets cold, and voila, you can make your own gorgeous truffles. There you go. You've got
beautiful.
The cold ganache.
They look like they're
you
right
don't
from
have
the
to go to Godiva.
Place. Yeah, right.
Take it when it gets really hard like that in the refrigerator. Leave it overnight or several hours during the day. Take a melon scooper or take a little teaspoon. Roll it quickly in your hand, and they don't have to be perfectly round at all. And then you have 3 little pots in front of you. I put some coconut, I put some nuts, and I put some cocoa powder. Roll it quickly in that. Put it in a beautiful thing. It will be delicious. Chocolate, it's Valentine's Day. The properties are lasting. I got one last thing to say. Chocolate, it's huge.
It's huge. All right. Thanks, Sasha. Happy Valentine's Day and love to Steve. Sasha Wohlhender and her husband, Steve Susser, own Sasha's 527 Restaurant and Catering on Charles Street in Baltimore. We've got recipes that we talked about this morning on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Coming up Monday on the program, a conversation with the leaders of Baltimoreans United in Leadership Development about their efforts to register voters in advance of the April primaries. Dr. Peter Pronovost talks about new ways of keeping patients safe in the hospital, and Dr. David Linden on the importance of touch. We are touched that you've taken the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. Rob Sivak, John McCone, and Kathleen Cahill produce it. Scott Seiss helps us out as well. Today is Scott's last day. We thank him and we wish him all the best in his future endeavors. Our interns are Lauren Ferguson and Brooke Savage. You can find Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville or online at zekescoffee.com. We thank them for providing coffee for our guests. Thanks also to Austin and Coughlin from Clean Cuts, who wrote our theme music. Garrison Keillor's up next. For my co-host, director, and engineer, Nathan Sterner, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.